Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Roses Are Reddit, the official Reddit Bachelor podcast. I am your quality host, and with me tonight is Queen Overthrown and our special guests, Velours Noir and Jimmy.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys here. So we know these people.
Yeah.
We know these people in real life.
In real life.
In real life.
First time ever. But we are going to talk about some good stuff today.
Let's get into it. So, Bachelor in Paradise, finally over. Quick thought, just thoughts on how you thought the season went.
It's hard to compete with like the general drama of last year, since last year we didn't even know if it was happening. But overall, I thought that it was a really quality season. I thought that they brought back the right people. I thought overall it was very entertaining.
I thought there was not enough awkward conversations about racism and blowjobs.
Really, we needed those. That was probably that was undoubtedly the best part about last season, like hands down. Just like Chris Harrison having the awkward consent talk.
That's fair. Yeah. What'd you guys think?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I think it was fine. It was good. I feel like I got a lot more heated about things than I did in the Bachelorette season, so I feel like that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
To feel passionate about it again. Okay, what about you?
I'm going to be really honest, and we'll probably talk about this when we talk about Camille and Annalise, but, like, I really hate the, like, the minor character relationship drama that they kind of forced on us at the end. It's like, you're trying to get me to care about Camille, and I honestly don't.
That's fair. Okay, so let's walk into what happened in the episode.
Yeah,
let's so we can get some hot takes here.
The hottest takes. So, So the first night, what's his face? Was Robbie Monday or Tuesday?
Robbie was Monday.
Robbie was Monday. So Robbie came back, our friend. And I don't even know really what he did other than just like remind people that he exists for some unfortunate reason.
My favorite meme is of Jordan and Robbie. Oh, sorry. We call him Robbie on the sub because of a joke. And so that's his name now.
Yeah.
But was so of Jordan and him. And then it was like Jordan was when you buy online, and then Robbie was versus when you get it in the mail. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was amazing because true.
That was very, very funny.
I don't know. I personally think Robbie more attractive than Jordan, but maybe satisfied that online purchase, but
okay, fair, but I do not. although I'm not like I don't think Jordan is a huge looker either, but it's okay.
Robbie just looks like a male model. Well, so the Robbie thing comes from when so Chad Johnson used to come to the sub. Chad from JoJo season.
Wow. Okay.
So he used to come to the sub a lot, and he would always say that Robbie looked like he looked like a Gumby character, and so he would call him Robbie instead. Or no, that he was made out of rubber.
Yeah.
So he called him Rubby. And it just kind of always stuck because I think it's very accurate.
What's that guy up to nowadays?
Chad?
How's Chad doing?
The world needs to know.
Okay, great question. I have no idea. He had a clothing line for a hot minute.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's still a thing. And I just saw that he did a podcast with Bacaw,
yeah.
I bet it was a good pun.
I'm sure it was. I always thought that Chad just needed like.
Chad is misunderstood. Okay.
I think just Chad needed like several months with a good therapist.
Anyways, I feel like we should talk back about this episode.
Speaking of therapy, Kevin and Astrid had like this really weird talk where Kevin like. I don't even know, like, does anyone want to explain what Kevin was thinking when he broke up with Astrid?
Or what even happened? I feel like it was confusing.
Like, I don't get it.
Like, saying that Kevin's thinking is maybe giving him a lot more credit than I'm willing to do.
Okay. It's a good start.
Yeah, I don't even know.
He just struggles so much with basic sentences. I just don't know.
I just don't understand his logic here. Like, his logic is, I have insecurities, and I'm going to break up with you because of my insecurities. Like, I don't understand.
I don't either. It was confusing. It didn't make sense. And I'm kind of irritated that they got back together, because I feel like it was a weird way to be like, I'm not exactly ready to propose, but can we still date? But then a minor freak out, so they just broke up and then got back together. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
They are still together?
Yeah, they got back together. I mean, they're on that.
I'm 100% willing to bet that they had this conversation of like, okay, like, we're probably not going to get engaged here because we're not stupid, but we want to go out with a bang, so let's pretend to break up and then we'll get back together on the down low.
You think, though? Because that's pretty... Well, maybe.
For crocodile tears. You don't think he was really upset?
No.
Come with emotion. Come with emotion. No.
Can hear the emotion dripping from his voice.
Yeah, and he's so, like, invested. I just don't feel like it was... It felt so inorganic that it was like, okay, this feels a little contrived. I mean, I'm down with it, but it still feels a little contrived.
I guess, I don't know, like, maybe I'm jumping ahead too much here, but it kind of reminds me of what Kendall did in terms of just, like, kind of projecting her own insecurities onto the overall relationship and being like, meh, and then freaking out. But I also, like, would not expect anyone that I deem to be even remotely reasonable to not be freaked out about the idea of, like, oh, you're going to have, like, this overnight date, and then if you want, we've got engagement rings for you. Like, I don't know. I feel like anyone should be...
Oh, that's
one. Yeah, like, maybe that was an accurate response, and we're just not used to it. Sure.
Exactly. Like, if you took it in isolation out of the Bachelor world, then I feel like we'd be like, oh, yeah, chill, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I totally get it. It's just like, I think maybe we're just used to the drama.
Yeah, like, how dare you not get engaged after 4 weeks?
If that. I think it's like two.
Oh my gosh.
But that's like...
Especially even... if you come on later.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kendall.
Yeah, let's talk about Kendall and Joe.
It aggravates me.
Okay, why does it aggravate you?
Because I've never liked Kendall, and I've always felt that she was inauthentic. I don't know. Like, I don't think you need to convince the world that you're quirky if you actually are. And I think that's always bugged me about her.
That's fair.
Like, trying to seem cooler than...
Quirky, though. Like, she's what? You know. Did she actually... Wait, so answer... Like, do you guys know if she actually stuffs the animals herself?
Probably not. She probably just collects them.
I have, like, no idea. You should ask Jackie.
I don't know if she would know.
Were we revealing that?
Were they?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about your connection?
Oh yeah. I guess I don't know how to describe it. We sort of grew up like together.
You're being
in West Virginia.
Weird. You went to the same high
school. And then what if you were just like surprised? Actually, she's my sister. We like sort of grew up together.
Yeah, we were twins. That's the big reveal.
Separated at birth.
No. Yeah. We became friends. She was like close friends with one of my like really good friends from day, and so this was like teenage years, and then we went to like camps together. So, you know, we were basically grew up kind of in the same like circles. So
very interesting.
Same circle. That's cool.
To accept my friend request on Facebook, even though we have like 8 mutual friends. So.
Wait, she didn't accept it?
Rude.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm really normal.
Like, not weird at all.
I'm really normal. I'm already friends with 2 other contestants because of loose connections like this. We went to school with one of them. So. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, Anthony went to our school. Anthony Battle.
Oh, yeah.
Cool dude. Yeah. Anyway.
Who's the other one?
I think that was it. I think I'm exaggerating.
She's trying to seem cooler. Okay, let it slide.
Absolutely trying to seem cooler. That or I'm forgetting someone. But there's, I don't know. There's either a tenuous connection that I'm forgetting or that was it. And I'm just
excited. It's okay. I've seen Jason in the streets like 6 times now. And it's, yeah.
Yeah, Jason.
2 of the times I've yelled at him and said, "Are you Jason? Come on the podcast." So, like, at this point, I feel like it doesn't even, you can't get weirder than that.
Didn't you catch him biking at one point?
Yes. Yeah, I did. And then one time in person, or most recently, and I saw him a few other times, but, like, at a certain point, you stop saying hi because it's weird. Mm-hmm. So I just assume we work in the same area or something.
I would just be like, "Yo, what's up?" And, like, just take the roll the dice that he remembers you.
They're no,
like,
I'd rather not. He probably is just used to being noticed, and I don't want to give in to that. So.
Ooh. Ooh, shade.
One of my former coworkers, like, had all these shared connections with Nick Fayal.
Oh, my gosh.
And she added him just kind of on a whim after Andy's season.
And she probably accepted
him. Oh, after Andy's season? Wow.
Yeah, because she was also in Chicago. And, like, had all these, like, mutual connections. And we kind of just made a game of it. We saw, like, how many contestants would, like, accept her LinkedIn request since she was already friends or connected with Nick. And it was – a bunch. It was crazy. I don't know what the final count was. But basically, he provided her with a lot of clout there. And so, like, everyone else just kind of accepted. It's interesting.
Oh, that's so funny.
I hear, like – I always hear stories about how he would, like – I've always, like – all of the awkward date stories I hear come from him about how he's, like, super awkward to be around.
Actually dated him IRL?
Yeah, so, like, there are stories from the sub about, like, oh, yeah, like, I went out with Nick, and it was, like, he was awkward. I'm like, yeah, I could see that. Nick seems like kind of an awkward dude.
Is he any more commercials? Because he was in that one commercial.
Oh, yeah, that one commercial.
What was it about?
Was it a mattress?
He was, like, waking up.
Was it a mattress?
I don't know. It might have been a mattress.
So clearly, like, a lot of brand recall here. But,
right. interesting. I know he read a sleep story on, like, a meditation app or something. Was in some sort of cheesy Christmas movie or something.
It's called The Christmas Cruise, and it's the next Citizen Kane of our time. So watch yourself.
Can't hate on him. Like, the man's trying.
He's doing better than, like, literally everyone else.
Except for Grocery Joe.
Yeah, let's talk about Joe. Let's talk about Joe for a sec. Another Chicago native.
Yes. Are you going to go to his grocery store? Where is his grocery store?
I don't know. It seems like it's very out of the way.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Oh, okay.
I also hear that he's, like, really loaded. That, like, he used to be in, like, investment banking, and he quit because it was stressful. But he's still, like, really fucking rich.
No, I don't. It wasn't investment. I just saw that he was in the stock area doing.
Yeah, like, that's
what. What's it called again? Where you go? Oh, I want that one or whatever. Where you're, like, trader? On the phone with people. Yeah.
Specific what? Chicago, or because there's, like, the commodities exchange that's based here.
I was wondering that because I didn't know if he did it in Chicago or if he. I would assume Chicago, like, right?
Yeah, it's like corn and stuff, and
that's real intense.
That might be
no, it. I'm sure it is actually.
That might be it. I mean, like, he is the most Chicago human being I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that it's the commodity.
Just want to let this be known while we're talking about Joe. I think that he seems like the perfect character for an early 2000s romantic comedy. Right? Like, his whole job, how he used to do this, and now he owns a grocery store, and he's very, like, chill and, like,
100%
casually handsome. I don't know.
Casually handsome.
You know what I mean?
Just casually.
That's what I feel like. So someone make a movie with Grocery Store Joe.
Wait, what?
Quality about him. Affable. Yeah. But kind of inoffensive.
Pre-scandal.
Maybe a penchant for prostitutes. That's gonna come out in, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
So
until then.
Yeah.
We wonder.
Okay. Well, somebody pay me the money because I came up with the idea.
All the money.
So, what do we think about him with Kendall? What do we think about the whole situation?
I think his breakup was Oh, so go ahead, you first.
No, you go ahead. I want to hear what you're going to say.
His breakup. So I think that at the time, a lot of people were like, yeah, go Joe. But it definitely kind of had that air of like, you can't fire me, I quit. Like, he like, I think he kind of saw the writing on the wall. And instead of being like, yo, like, why are you being like this? I think he just kind of like took the opportunity to just kind of unload all of his frustrations and then just like bail. Which I mean, like, I won't forgive the guy for doing, because Kendall's edit was really, really crappy. And it was basically like, oh, look at me, I'm just going to go kiss a whole bunch of guys. Nothing bad will happen.
And I don't even think it's necessarily bad that she kissed a bunch of people. Like, that's allowed. There's nothing, like, you do whatever you want to do. I just think it was weird that you would say, or you would act kind of committed to someone and then go do this and then come back and be like, oh, I don't know. And then go again and do it again and then come back again. It's like, okay.
I also don't buy his argument of like, oh, you know, I felt like I couldn't tell you how I felt because you said like how you didn't want to be tied down and controlled. And it's like, dude, like anybody who's ever been in a relationship for like more than a week knows that like there's a difference between trying to control someone and expressing how you feel. Like you could say like, hey, like I really only want to be with you. I don't want you to date anyone else. Like you are allowed to say those things and they're allowed to say no, but you're also allowed to say those things. Like, I feel like his excuse felt really flimsy and a little bit kind of like, I feel like a little bit just like trying to like sweep his inability to communicate under the rug a little bit. But I definitely understand where he's coming from, where he was just like, yeah, like I see you like doing all this stuff and like trying to find every excuse in the book not to date me. And so I'm just going to, you know, bail, which I can understand.
I mean, maybe I'm just a Kendall and Joe, like, apologist or something over here. But I actually really love Kendall. I think she's one of the more honest characters in the series. I also think she's one of the more self-aware, like, people that we've ever had on any of the iterations of the show. And so I've always really liked her. And so I'm going to have a hard time finding fault in anything that she's doing or that her relationship ends up being. So just with that caveat in place, like, I kind of get it from both sides. Like, I feel like Kendall, like, yeah, as you said, she did have a really shitty edit. And, like, they're trying to make her seem, like, really flighty, which I'm not saying that she wasn't. But I kind of get it from Joe's perspective of, like, hey, so, like, like acting really weird about commitment and stuff like that, you know, maybe I'm not going to go out of my way to, you know, be too, come on too strong or something like that. But then I feel like, you know, she was pushing him away and then like, why aren't you validating me? So, you know, I feel like it was kind of like this big whole mess, but I'm actually really like, I feel like the way they worked it out and the way they talked through it was really mature and real. And so I really like seeing that. But again, I'm coming from a huge place of bias.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I will say that the way they talked it out was nice. But also it's like, dude, this didn't have to happen in the first place if you just like speak your mind. Like, there, like, I feel like he articulated a fairly decent concern about like, oh, like, I don't want to come on too strong. I don't want to feel like controlling or anything like that. It's like, that's very valid. And I understand that. But also at the same time, you're allowed to communicate your feelings, and feeling like you can't communicate your feelings because of something that you perceive is your issue. And he kind of made it hers. And
but at the end, he said, you've always known how I feel. I've told you before.
Yeah, so maybe we missed that.
Yeah.
Because like I never saw that. So that's where I got like I never heard him say like, oh, like I love you. Like his actions were fine. But like also this was kind of her like this is kind of like the
funny. No, he didn't say I love you ever, I don't think. I think he just said like I would like to date you only.
Yeah.
And I'm here for that. What was that?
That we saw.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like Kendall, I mean, I'm also not excusing Kendall's behavior here, because Kendall, I feel like anyone with a pulse could have seen that Joe was only into Kendall, and the fact that he wasn't going on dates, and like the fact that like he said it, he's like, people asked about me, and I literally the first words out of my mouth were, "Well, Kendall and I," and like that behavior, if I am the other person, should indicate, okay, maybe this person's only in it for me. But so I feel like Kendall kind of like didn't see the bigger picture there. And I'll definitely be one of the first people to be like, yo, like that was something that you should have done. But I'm not going to say that Joe was also blameless. Like everyone's like, oh, Joe is perfect. Like Joe screwed up and Kendall screwed up. And thankfully they were able to actually like have straightforward communication and rectify that, which I think, as you said, is probably one of the most real things that's ever happened in this franchise. And Kevin and Astrid also had the very similar kind of deal where they were like, Kevin said something stupid, and then Astrid was like, whoa, you okay? And he was like, nah, man, I actually just fucked up. What I actually meant was this. And Astrid was like, all right, dude, tight. Let's be in a relationship. So I think the communication levels for the healthy relationships were great, and I like that.
Yep.
Yeah. So now let's talk about an unhealthy relationship. Let's talk about Chris and Crystal.
Oh, right, because they got engaged.
They got engaged.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Chris and Crystal, what are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, I think they're kind of perfect for each other. It's kind of a really interesting pairing, but it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, sure, you know? Yeah. I also really liked... I liked at the after the final rose when Crystal kind of he kind of has this like tough exterior, but underneath he's like this like big sensitive dude, you know, with all these feels. And then he like starts crying. I was like, oh, okay, like that looks like moderately authentic. Like so, I was kind of neat. And so I think they're as happy as him.
Yeah,
they're kind of their own. So, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. What do you think?
It seemed like, you know, authentic. So, in their affection for each other, not as people, but, you know, that's
the distinction.
Oh.
That was a wonderful quote.
In the important ways to us. I'm not judging them as people. Their flaws as people entertain me. So it's not like, you know, you know, be a better person. No, be a horrible person. It'll get you on TV.
That's probably the best summary of The Bachelor I could ever hope to achieve. Don't be a better person. Be a horrible person. I love it.
Money train, a chew-chewing.
A chew-chewing?
A chew-chewing.
Choo-choo.
So we had one more Bachelor couple, and that's Annalise and Camille.
Come out of their relationship was Tia and the Tia gift that we've been blessed with.
Oh, yes.
Yes, bitch, yes. Yes.
I love it.
True story, though.
Possibly to come out of this season, in my opinion.
Yeah. That was just like a whole shit show, to be totally honest. And I just don't understand.
I knew it was like this guy. So apparently, so we had Christian Estrada on our podcast.
Oh yeah.
And he said something to the effect of like that Camille got told to say the 60-40 line by the producers and he just kind of steered into it.
And that he was like a good guy and we believed him. But now I don't.
No. So here's what I think. And I believe that. Number one, I have thought for the longest time that Annalise was a producer plant and an actor. So I continue buying this logic. Thing two is that I also believe that Camille kind of got told like, hey, like you're pretty good at being a dick on TV. Why don't you just dump this girl? And like, because Annalise is the actor, it's pretty easy to do. And he just did it, and like he kind of, and like all of his comments after this show have been like, oh, like we're best friends, like we hang out. She introduced me to some of her friends. That kind of like lines up with like, oh yeah, she's an actor. She doesn't actually give a shit, and he just took a dive on television.
I don't know. Maybe.
I kind of can see that because, like, yeah, it seems like for them to have gotten so quickly to a point where they're like, oh, I'm meeting her friends, we're fine. Doesn't really like align with the amount of emotion that we saw the other day. I don't know, what kind of like threw me off or what had me screaming at the television is the more appropriate way to lead into this is how he like, he's like in the green room and he's like, I just don't know why I always come off looking like a dick. And it's like, if this keeps happening, perchance, sir, you might actually be a dick. You know, just like, it just, I don't know, that kind of, sorry, also our puppy is playing with a squeak toy that Max is now running to grab.
I totally agree with that. Like, if at first, it's like, if you come off a dick as a dick at one point and it keeps happening, like, maybe reconsider your existence.
Just a bit. Right, if you keep thinking that you're a dick, maybe you're a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True story. I don't really like them at all. I find them kind of boring.
Yeah, and also they feel like weird and sick and twisted, because I remember at one point she was like, yeah, I wasn't even nice, right? I didn't even smile. I just told her you were my man. And he's like, ooh, love that. That's so hot. I'm like, that is weird. I don't know. I guess I just didn't like it because it was them, but...
Oh, yeah. Shoshana and Robbie and Cassandra and Jordan just kind of, like, vanished. There's, like, no lead up. There's, like, okay, we're going now.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that witch situation?
Yeah, that was Shoshana.
Right.
Yeah. They kept, like, playing. That was, like, so in previous years where we had the brilliant bee footage of, like, the wildlife on the island and, like, people talking to raccoons and shit like that. This year we've got the witch B cuts, I would say.
Yeah, that's true. She should have leaned into it a lot, though. Yeah,
she should have.
I would have.
I said this last week, but you weren't there.
Oh, so there's a conspiracy too, but go on.
So I think that the whole witch thing basically convinced me that Wells is just a massive dick. And like every season, even though he had like 5 minutes of time, God. This is a key. Every year he has to do something that just proves that he's just a massive douche canoe. And this one was the last year. It was the scalp fingers thing that was like really uncalled for and just felt really childish. And this year it was like the Russian witch hunt. And I'm like, why? Like, put your puppets down, stop torturing Yuki and just like, be funny. Like, you're funny when you're not trying. So stop trying and then you'll be funny. And that was the only takeaway. That was the big takeaway I had from the witch stuff. Just like, Wells is not funny.
Yeah.
I still don't even understand salad fingers, let alone want to engage in it further, but...
Oh, no, scallop fingers.
That's right.
Whatever her fingers are, it's lame.
The depth of my misunderstanding is now clear.
Scallop
fair.
It was Kristen's like nickname, very rude, on last year's...
So basically, apparently, they all like, so Alexis and Jasmine and like all of Rachel's squad. Because like, you know how you say squad and you had like have like at the end when you're like, oh my God, my squad. So I say it squad to like emphasize how stupid it sounds. So I think it was like Alexis and Jasmine and the rest of her crew. They were apparently out with Kristen in New York, and Kristen had ordered some scallops at the bar and took them in the cab home because like she didn't finish her food. And she was eating the scallops in the car and her fingers smelled like scallops. And so they started calling her scallop fingers because of that. And I'm like,
so dumb.
What are we, in high school?
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Middle school at best.
Yeah. Being like, scallops are delicious. Like, I don't get what the big deal is.
They're not really a finger food, though, are they?
No.
It's the vegetarian with a shellfish allergy, so.
That's fair. Yeah, they are absolutely not a finger food, but it's like, it's pretty, I like, I can understand why they would be like upset, like, hey, like, don't eat scallops in a cramped space because then it's going to smell like fish. But, like, it's just like so.
Paradise nice equivalent of microwaving fish in the office microwave.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, I now am more on board with the nickname.
I just think it's so stupid. And it's like the whole witch stuff too. It's like, do we really have to resort to like medieval tactics to actually like drive like trends on this show? Like, people are stupid enough as is.
There's plenty going on the way things are.
They kept calling her Russian, right? But she's not Russian. She's like Armenian or something.
There's another one that was actually Russian. So maybe that's...
Oh, Christina was Russian, but Christina was last year.
Calling her a Russian witch.
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Maybe she spoke Russian? I don't know.
Yeah. They were wrong. So,
true story. They were. I liked Eric's defense. Let's talk about Eric for a second, because Eric was another person who, like, because I want to save Jordan and Jennifer. That's pretty much what I'm trying to do. I want to talk about Eric for like 5 seconds, because his defense of himself this week was probably like the worst attempt at self-redemption I've ever seen, just ever. Like, what do you think about, what were your thoughts about Eric before?
I had strong feelings before, but now I don't know. I'm over it now.
Fair.
So you can go in, put that passion in.
You guys have any thoughts?
I was just kind of whispering that I don't have really strong Eric feelings. I did see some tweets about how he had like basically the most baller setup in Paradise and like could have like pretty much gone with whomever, and he kind of just squandered it and then was like, meh. So I don't know, like, anything can to contribute there, I would say.
Yeah. I would definitely agree with that sentiment. He had a pretty good choice. Like, he had a great setup, and like he had like Angela and Rodney Sucky's baby mama, both of whom I think were probably the most attractive women of Paradise.
What was his defense? Was, you know,
his defense was something to the effect of like, oh, like, you weren't ready, like, I didn't know, I was there, but what? It's like, the edit does not support this. He was like, I was ready for commitment, and I was all in, and I didn't get that from you. And like, I didn't know what to do, because like, I felt so bad, like, I was so in love, and I felt really let down. And like, so you felt hurt by her not communicating her feelings, so instead of talking to her about it, you went on a date with the first person who asked you. That makes sense, and is smart. I'm also being sarcastic.
He was vibing. He can't help who's about. He was vibing with, all right? Oh God. He's vibing with someone, they're vibing with them, they're just vibing.
Well, that's if they're vibing versus if he's being petty.
Yeah.
I think that's what Ark is kind of trying to say, is that this other person like didn't reciprocate his feelings, so instead of having a conversation, he just like of pettiness.
Yeah, he moved with the cheese.
Oh, that was all such a tough analogy for me to swallow throughout the season.
I've never read the book, so I read like a little summary, and I was like, this sounds stupid.
Was it based on a book?
Yeah, so it's based on a book called Who Moved My Cheese.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, like,
it's a real book. It does sound like a kid's book.
That's... So it's like, cheese is like good things in your life. And like, there are like different ways of, there are different ways people react to like cheese moving in and out of your life. Like, if you have cheese and the cheese goes away, you can either complain that you don't have any cheese, you can try and find more cheese. And in order to be successful, you have to try and go where the cheese is. And that's his analogy of move with the cheese. But I think it's kind of silly.
I'm just going to say this, okay? If, you know, you're going to make the title a question, or else this is going to sound like a children's book, you know?
Ooh, I feel like there are probably so many things that would...
Okay, like what? One thing off the top of your head.
I don't know anything off the top of my head.
Exactly. Okay, I will say 80%. Being generous here, okay? More like, my opinion is actually more like 95% of the books, you know, are titled, okay, that have a question as the title in children's books, you know?
It's fair.
Sky, and he was a children's book author. Yeah. Yeah, go back to the results.
Wait. I gotta say, I think he might be right.
Yeah, I'm absolutely right.
Eric wrote kids' books?
What?
That's what I got from that. Maybe
what you got from all of that is that he wrote kids' books?
Yep, 100%.
The lesson is, to anyone, you know, potentially listening to this and writing their own book, you know, novel, novella, whatever, don't, you know, make the title a question.
Okay? Unless it's
you're going to play yourself, huh?
Unless it's for children.
Unless it's for children, yeah.
Sure.
That's a little tip for y'all out there.
Yeah, that's good. So.
All right.
Let's talk about the reason we're all really here is for our friends, Jordan and Jenna.
R.I.P.
So, I've been talking a lot, so I'm going to let other people talk about Jordan and Jenna. So, y'all go ahead.
This is kind of a situation where, like, you know, the curtain has been, you know, lifted from the facade that someone's, like, putting on. Like, she's not the only person that's, you know, played this game, right? In the history of this
universe.
I find so striking about it, though, and what I think is really, you know, like, I saw in the sub, I saw, like, the post about, like, let's make Jordan the new Bachelor instead of Colton, which we can get into later, but I think what's really rallying people around, you know, Jordan right now is the fact that contrast to, actions, I would say, like, in contrast to that, he just seemed so to her. Like, I know that at times it definitely bordered on the possessive and alarming, but at the same time, like, you've got to admit, like, he was laser focused on her right from the beginning and, like, made it very clear, like, I'm here for you, like, you are my sole focus. Like, and again, like, not to say that he always behaved in the best way with that, but it's Jordan. What are you going to expect? He's an entertaining character. He was so all in for her. And I don't think I've ever seen a single couple on this franchise was so plainly in love with the other. Possible exception, going to throw back way back to Ashley and JP, maybe. Mm. But beyond that, like, I don't know if I've seen as strong a connection as, like, what Jordan clearly felt for her. And so that's why I feel like people are reacting so strongly to this because, like, yeah, I mean, I feel like people feel betrayed by Jenna because they could tell how intensely Jordan felt for her. And, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I think it's a shame, honestly.
I do, too. Any thoughts from anyone else?
Well, so who was the one who originally broke this story?
Right.
Oh, Reality Steve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Source spot.
Who is she talking to? Like, you know, who is she talking to in the text?
So apparently.
Oh, that the guy who is in the text broke it to Reality Steve sent it.
Yeah. So apparently, like, there's this guy, and Jenna was seeing him before Paradise started, and he said something like, apparently, like, it initially started like, oh, like, he was an investor on one of her business ventures, but then they started sleeping together, which is something, I just quick aside, is like something that's 100% totally ethical that you should do all the time. Just remember, this is how you start businesses, guys and girls. If you really want to get that investment capital, you gotta be willing to put out.
Oh, I'm doing it all wrong.
Yep. And so
her business venture was,
I don't know what it was. I don't think he knew what their business venture was. But yeah, they were sleeping together. And so then, like, she went on Paradise. She was like, oh, I'm just going to go on to further my brand. And then she got into a relationship, obviously.
But she could have also not, arguably, but anyways.
That's true. But she got into a relationship, and then she was like, still, but she obviously still wanted to, like, hang out with this guy. So she started sending him texts and, like, be like, oh, like, don't believe what you see on TV, and then eventually, like, this guy was just like, yeah, like, I feel like I'm being kind of taken for a ride here. And he just got fed up, and he was like, just sent a text to Reality Steve and be like, yo, like...
If it was just someone who was sleeping with her and didn't have, like, a solid relationship or anything, why would you be that mad about it?
I think that the impression is that, like, she was doing this to a lot of people. And it's like, I could see, like, being really pissed off and be like, yeah, like, I thought what we had was, like, moderately special.
Oh, well, I thought the whole point was that that's okay.
I don't know. But, like, at any rate, I'd be like, that's, like, 100% don't, like, I feel like I can understand what he did. And I saw that story. I was like, yeah, go that guy. Even though I was like, whatever. Now she's getting dragged through tabloids.
Sorry. Well, it made her more popular.
It did. It increased her follower counts by a lot.
It's bad press, right?
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see, like, if this guy is, like, backing her business venture and she's like, oh, hang on, pause one moment, I'm going to go on here for publicity. We're still tight, yeah? And then, like, she comes back and gets her phone back and he's like, so what the hell? And she starts trying to, like, backtrack to, like, you know, not lose the investment, like, really grasping at straws on behalf of Jordan. Overall, I think it's a huge bummer. And I want him to be the next Bachelor and not Colton.
Oh, my God. Anyone
who's that? He's too, yeah.
Join the rest of the sub in that
thought. Literally, I would take a wet napkin over Colton.
One of the wet napkins that, like, can't really handle being wet and, like, it's all, like...
One of the wet
napkins...
positive qualities here, you know?
He makes for incredible television.
Yep.
Does he, though?
He has a catchphrase.
Once he, you know, moved beyond the conflict with... What was his name? David.
Chicken, yeah.
The entire, you know, once they actually got, like... or their personalities, respectively, they were literally kicked off the show like 10 minutes later. Okay, so there's nothing, you know, there's nothing there. There's nothing there to higher season. Like, you gotta...
I disagree with this.
I disagree, too.
So here's my take. So Jordan is... I said this last week, but again, you weren't here, so say it again. Jordan is simultaneously the best communicator on the show and the worst communicator on the show. Like... I've never seen anyone, like, Jordan expresses his thoughts like a 5-paragraph essay. He's like, I like you. These are the reasons why I like you. And here are the actions I'm going to take to prove that I like you. And in summary, I like you. And, like, that's it. And it's so, like, weird. And it's, like, it definitely smacks of someone who's been taught, like, you need to express your emotions, but he doesn't know how to do it organically. So he'll just, like, say the essay, which is fine. And which is, like, really good, because, like, at least you're, like, expressing it and, like, doing it in a relatively healthy way. But also, he just, like, then will also fly off the handle, and, like, it kind of comes off, his communication style kind of comes off as, like, someone who's a little bit immature. But so, like, at the same time, it's just, like, okay, like, it's a lot, and you need to, like, learn how to, you know, be an adult. Like, you contrast that to how someone like Kevin or Joe expresses their emotions, and it's just like they just, like, say what they're feeling, and they're able to say it in a way that's productive, but it doesn't feel very kind of, like, rehearsed. And so I think that that's so interesting, and I really like that, and I would 100% watch that season.
I think Ben and John should be the next Bachelor.
That ship has sailed.
Well, I still think
Ben.
Oh no, not Ben again.
No,
I agree with both of your guys' perspectives, though, on that. Because I think both things could very likely make it good or bad.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking back to, you know, Jordan in a man romper throwing an enormous stuffed animal into the ocean. I mean, like, what more do you want in a Monday evening? Truly. I don't know. Let's not forget the gold underwear or the gold Speedo.
Yeah. This man is great television.
And now he has a redemption edit. Colton doesn't have a redemption edit. Colton has a, oh, hey, Tia, I didn't feel strongly enough about you to not turn down being on The Bachelor.
I don't know, but he's a, is he still a virgin?
Oh, God.
I think, well, it is. He's like a, oh, so it's like, oh, one of those virgins.
Wait, what did you say?
If he's still a virgin, he's like one of those yes, but I do anal types of virgins, you know?
In life, have you encountered this human?
What? Everywhere.
Wait, you've never encountered?
It's like God's anal back. And blowjobs don't count, you know, to some people. So.
It's God's back door.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I've heard of like blowjobs not counting. I don't feel like the people that I heard trying to proclaim virginity.
Maybe some outer course.
No, I very specifically know someone who.
It's God's back door.
It is a thing.
Which is terrible.
Was it
like religious that he's not, you know?
No. I absolutely end of this story.
Wait, what?
What's the end of the story? You said you know someone. I want to hear. Spill the tea.
Oh, it's just that I literally knew someone. And I won't get too specific, although they'll never hear this. They're great people, but it's just true that they, saying they, so you don't know. Well, obviously, well,
I do,
you know, it's a girl, but basically, she was like, yeah, I will not have sex with you, but I'll do the other thing because then it's not actually sex. And it's like, no, that's still sex. Like, also, what a horrible first like experience. Anyways, so yeah, some people do believe that.
I've been enlightened. Thank you for this.
Yes, let's just try not to think about that too much. Just gets you right in the
God's back the door. Feels. God's back door. How many times are you gonna say? I'm going to say it all
I don't
the time.
Think God That's... would appreciate people using that. Anyway,
it's okay, not a loophole, but
the annoying.
That's a really crass joke.
The annoying thing is that Colton is, it's not even, he doesn't give a specific reason. Well, he did. He was like, because I'm too busy, which is not true. You could just say, like many people in the past have said, I know we've been over this 20,000 times, sorry. Like, I do it for religious reasons or just because I want to or like whatever. I feel like he gives really silly reasons.
His reason, well, the reason why his reasons are silly, I don't think it even was, I was too busy. His reasons that he talks about are like how he felt pressured by other people to not talk about his virginity, which prolonged it. So basically what he's saying is, yeah, this was like a literal thing that he said. He was like, oh, it's like a football locker room. Like everyone was talking about sex and I felt like I had to lie about it. And that put pressure on me. And so I just couldn't do it. And it's like, look, I'm all for like talking about toxic masculinity, but dude, like this man is fundamental. I've said this before, but that he's fundamentally incapable of taking ownership for problems that he's created for himself. Like his virginity is not someone else's fault. Like it's not his teammate's fault that he's a virgin. It's his. Yeah. And again,
you don't even have to say fault.
Yeah. It's not, right. Yeah. That's the other point. It's not even like a fault thing. Like if you wanted to lose your virginity and you didn't, and like you're blaming other people for that, that's just like, yeah, you're a problem. Like
in no world would that guy have a problem, you know, having sex.
Well, right? And he had an ex that he was with for like a year and a half. And I remember on the show, he was saying like, oh, football was getting in the way. And whether that's because he was intimidated by the locker talk or because of the time commitment or whatever it may be, like he definitely was like, football is the reason why I was in this year and a half long relationship and did all the other things, you know, that you would do in a year and a half long relationship, but never got around to it. You know,
that's a weird reason. Yeah.
Was this the gymnast? Is he? I couldn't tell if he was referring to the gymnast.
Oh, interesting. I didn't think they dated for that long, but I have no idea.
I think they only dated for a couple months. So there was that. And the other one was, he was like, yeah, like I think the thing that bugs me about Colton is that he's just a straight up liar. Like he's lied multiple times on national television, and like I don't know if he thinks
about that. Every time he's on national television.
Well, it's like, okay. So the problem is that like if you tell a lie to someone and you're like, oh, like literally all they have to refute you is their word, like them remembering what you said. But when you say it with cameras recording what you say and everyone can see it and go back and watch the tape and be like, hey, you said this and then you said this, so you're lying. Like, it's just like, it's like lying under oath, right? Like, there's proof of what you said. So when we go back, we can look at that and say, oh, hey, that's wrong. What the fuck? Like, Colton being like, oh, like, I, when he broke up with Tia, he was like, I only came here. But not five episodes ago, he was like, I didn't just come here for Tia. I want to play the field. Or my favorite one is, I've never brought an ex home to meet my family. Oh, yeah, Colton, then what about the pictures on Twitter of you and the gymnast meeting your family while wearing pajamas? Like, I don't know if this guy's just, like, stupid, or he thinks that we're stupid and not going to look up this stuff. Or, like, I don't understand. Like, maybe it's both. It's just, like, this guy is just, like, so hell-bent on being, like, famous that he's just willing to lie and say whatever he needs to be famous, which is pretty skeevy to me.
Yep.
I remember when we first got the cast list for Becca's season, like, somebody pointed out that he had dated the gymnast and that he seemed to, like, really enjoy being, like, fame adjacent, you know, and that seemed to be, like, a thing of his. So.
Oh, I didn't even. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I would definitely buy that.
He definitely likes being around. Yeah. He definitely likes being around famous people.
This is the last, who's the last, like, bachelor, you know, like, oh, hey, yeah, Allie Raisman.
Huh. Sorry, we're Googling.
Oh, yeah.
Googling what?
Colton text.
Oh.
Allie Raisman, yeah. The last not from the franchise previously bachelor. Is that what you're asking?
Correct.
Wow, it's old.
Before Brad Womack, right?
Must have been.
It would have been maybe the one before Brad Womack. Brad Womack 2.0, I should say.
It's one of those. Is either Womack or... But that's pretty far back.
Damn. Well, yeah, Womack was 2011.
So, yeah, that's pretty far.
Two was 2011, I think. Okay. And then from there we got Ashley, and from there we got Ben Flowella. And I cannot and will not pronounce his last name because it's not going to be pretty.
Yep.
Quick thing. Apparently, Bibiana spilled a bunch of stuff that we didn't get to see on After.
Ooh, want to go through? Let's go through.
If you
Lady Bibi, know. I love her.
I know, she is the best. Apparently, she called out Camille. So she said, you're saying you don't want to string her along, but you can string her to this moment and break up with her on stage. This just goes to show that Camille lacks a real pair of balls, because any real man would not have gently and not in front of the entire cast.
Okay.
Which agreed. Whatever. And I kind of wish
I mean, you like, I just, whatever.
We just assume. This says Leo apologized. We all witnessed the drama between Joe Kendall and late in paradise. Everybody has a breaking point, but Leo lost his cool almost right away. Hold on, let's see. At the reunion, Leo took the opportunity to apologize to Joe and Kendall, and it all went pretty well. But then, when the cameras stopped rolling, Leo entered into a Twitter war with quite a few of your batch faves, it says. So it was a fake apology, most likely for TV, is what I'm assuming. That's my words, not this thing's words.
Yeah. Yeah, she said a lot about
basically just said, like, deal was on.
Yeah.
Off screen romances after Paradise did exist, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, Jordan and Jenna. She said, like, man, I hope this stuff's fake. Cause if she's saying it's fake, I hope it's fake. But if it's not, whatever.
That was it. Yep, that's it. Not as exciting as I thought, but apparently everyone is still exactly who we thought they were.
Congratulations, Bibiana. You told us nothing that we didn't know.
Hot take. Jordan and Jenna and hoping it's fake, or maybe that's just me. What do you guys think about his decision to call it off, despite Jenna claiming that it's news?
I mean, there's obviously something else there, right? Like, it's not, it can't just be like that. There had to be something else that tipped him off. So like, I could see something else. I could see, like, she seems kind of like an erratic person. So I could see there being something else that was just kind of like, yeah, like, these are all red flags. And then this gigantic red flag just comes descending from the heavens. And he's like, okay, so this is a pretty good time to use my out.
Yeah. I have a coworker, and he and I were debriefing, and he was saying that on the Reality Steve podcast, he alluded to the fact that there was, like, more evidence than what's, like, come out, that he's not going to release it or anything like that, but, like, that he felt like there was kind of an overwhelming amount of evidence that happened, and he didn't really feel like there was much to suggest that it hadn't.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, one of my coworkers was telling me that he had heard on Reality Steve's podcast that Jordan was saying that there was additional evidence that he was not sharing, but that to kind of help with his decision, and that he just really wasn't sharing anything other than Jenna's protest to the contrary.
Yeah, I saw that, which I believe. I mean, like, it pretty much gels with, like, oh, there's definitely more than we're seeing, which would explain why everything's kind of skeevy.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with his decision to be like, yeah, like, even if there's no incriminating evidence, this is probably, like, none of this is a good enough look to justify us staying together.
So I remain totally bummed.
Yeah, it sucks, but I get it.
Yeah, I'm also bummed that Leo just wound up being, like, such a trash bag on this season. We were both really shipping Leo during Becca's season. Like, we really liked Leo. We had to kind of change that perspective.
I liked his unique Tarzan look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He don't see
Tarzan looking guys on the show very often.
Yeah, true story. He unironically called himself an alpha, and that was, like, that was it for me. I was just like, all right, this guy, pass. So, yeah, that was pretty much it for me.
People in that house, though, if given the opportunity, would not have unironically called themselves alphas. Perhaps of Grocery Joe and Vemo John, who are without fault.
Yep. Yeah, they're perfect. I love them. So, any final thoughts on Paradise before we go into our closing ceremonies?
Mexico. That's my question. Yes. It's always in Mexico.
Yep.
Go somewhere else. Like, go somewhere, you know. I don't know. Not or I want to suggest, like, Alaska or something, like the coast of Alaska, but then, you know, can't see everyone wear, you know, scantily clad.
Well, you can, but
in Alaska?
I think what you're proposing is called the real world.
Oh, yes, but no, in Alaska.
No, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I guess it doesn't have to be, like...
So, my closing thoughts are that I think we were robbed of an update on Jose the Bartender this year. I wanted to see how his tour company was doing.
They showed up sometimes.
So I missed it. Okay, that's me then.
Yeah, they showed him a couple times. He looks like he's doing well. Torquez. It's doing pretty well. So that's good.
I love it.
So we have a couple sections that we do after every pod or during every pod at the end. So let's get right into them. The first one is called Rose of the Week. This is an award we give to someone in Bachelor Nation or on the sub who's really done, like, who's really, like, been awesome or done something awesome or had awesome news for happening to them or something like that. And so I'd like to give this week's rose to Becca Martinez.
Oh, right.
For, her pregnancy announcement.
Oh, you know what we forgot about?
What?
I don't want to interrupt this, but do we want to talk about Amanda's arrest
or not? Oh, yeah. We'll talk. She might get the... She'll just get the limoids.
Okay, fair. Sorry for the interruption.
But yeah, Bacaw's pregnant. Congratulations.
Yes. Good job on Kylie Jennering us all.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Saying congrats. That's very exciting news.
It is. So she comes on the sub a lot. So you very may well see her comment on something.
Yeah.
She's one of my faves, so I'll be keeping an eye out.
Yep.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great. She's a lot of fun. Yeah. And Limo Exit of the Week. This is an award we give to someone who maybe needs to take time out from Bachelor Nation or things. And as we previously stated, I believe this award should go to Amanda Stanton for getting arrested for domestic battery.
Yep. And that's the news.
I remember reading it's somewhere interesting. Like, it was like a
bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
she was like crossfaded.
Yeah.
Which still isn't, I don't think, a super valid reason to like push someone, but
was it then a again, push?
It was a push.
So like apparently it was in Nevada, and Nevada has really weird, like if you come into contact with, like if you call the police and then you come into contact with them, then you're gonna get arrested. Spot.
Did she like push a police officer?
She pushed her boyfriend.
Police officer.
No.
No?
No, she pushed her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so apparently her boyfriend was also drunk, so maybe stumbled.
I don't know. Like, I can almost see. This sounds mean, though, because I feel like it was reversed. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what push? Like a.
Yeah, I don't know.
Drunk, like,
I do not
know. Probably should never push anybody, though. But
pushing is wrong.
That's rude. So that's that. I just agree with your rose and your lemon.
I will say that I'm happy to see that they seem to have worked out. As long as everyone's happy and healthy and cool, everything's okay.
Yeah.
And big caveat there, as long as everyone's happy and healthy and cool and not, you know, enabling, you know, domestic violence, because that's not, well, sorry, no, they shouldn't be enabling. They wouldn't be enabling if they're a victim of it. But, you know, as long as everything's cool, I'm happy that they're cool. But if it's not cool,
I think it's, yeah, situated.
Yeah.
I guess I could say my limo exit would be Jenna, just to throw it out there, and I'll give a rose to Jordan, because he probably needs it.
Pity rose. Here. Have a pity rose.
What about you guys?
I would do a very strong limo exit on Camille.
Oh, yes. There's so many.
Talks like a dick, probably a dick.
He bugged me the whole time, I agree.
Yeah. So that'd be my limo exit. We didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I thought it was kind of really disturbing how when he was breaking up with her so publicly, he just kept saying her name over and over. It just felt like a very weird, inauthentic creepiness. I don't know. Anyway, jeez. So yeah, limo exit for that. Him. I guess I would give my rose. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to give my, you know, rose to Camille. To get him us some hot goss.
Thanks, babe.
Hot goss. You don't like hot goss?
I love hot goss.
I love hot goss.
There you go. That's all you need.
Hot goss all over my face.
Oh, my rose goes to Tia for yes, bitch, yes.
Yes, bitch, yes.
Yes, bitch, yes.
You have to drag it out a little bit. Yes, bitch, yes.
She didn't yes. She yesed. Like it was definitely like much more clipped.
I'm gonna let no exit. Who is that lady who is crying about her kid and like came here to, you
that's
know?
That's like six episodes back, but that's
Chelsea. Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. You can, okay, Chelsea.
Let like, yeah, just, you know, just use some Tinder, you know?
Yeah, we kind of did have that convo. We were like, okay, if long breaks from your child aren't really, like, resulting in anything positive in your life, maybe stop leaving your child.
True story.
Yeah.
But, you know.
TV show, but cool. Not that you can't.
I'm not a parent. I'm not here to judge people. That's but I'm kind of judging her. I write as a citizen of America and of, you know, the television watching world.
I think
to judge someone situation.
What else are we here for? The purpose
of this show is allowing people to be voyeuristic and judging. So,
yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can function normally and kindly and right.
Yeah.
Bachelor is really a mirror to ourselves. And what we take away from it is... Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The lesson. Also, don't put questions in the title of your books or else people won't take it seriously.
True story. Yeah, so this, so next week we will have probably nothing because it's the off season and it's about to get really slow. And for those of you who listen to our podcast on the regular, get ready for us to literally just be talking about nothing for an hour. So yay. But, big thank you to our special, extra special guest, guests Velours Noir and Jimmy. Today,
yes,
a lot of fun hanging with you guys.
Thanks for finally coming on. You have to come back on when we watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, please come back.
That's how it's said. Yeah, please come back.
Please come back.
Please.
We will be back with a passion, especially if we get to complain about the horrible deal ABC is making about Colton's virginity for, you know, 8 weeks or however long, 12 weeks, yeah. Whatever it is.
Can't wait to talk about his virginity up until the. Sweet.
This is going to be so awful. But yeah.
I'll come back if I get to talk about how the 5-star rating system without, you know, half stars or any of that is the best way to rate stuff. 10-star system or like a 10-point system or like a 100-point system.
Okay.
Sure, he'll find a way to make it relevant. I have
thoughts on that.
Yeah.
No, it's not relevant at all.
Are you?
I was very confused. I'm like, this is
how you do. Are you a 5? Like 3.5 stars. I was like, what does that tell you? Yeah. Nothing.
The whole Yelp thing again. Yeah, pick between one or the other, right?
Are you a 5-star man?
Oh, you know. Yeah.
But yeah. Have you
well,
peaked?
You know, yeah.
Have you peaked? Or have you not even begun to peak?
I'm peaking.
Yeah, I'm gonna peek so hard.
All right.
On that wonderful.
I don't have pants on, by the way. I've been pantsless this entire time.
I think you can tell.
Just know that, guys. Know that while you were listening, Jimmy over here was pantsless.
The whole time.
Well, I feel uncomfortable now that we're wearing pants. How embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take it off.
Anyways.
Different time zones, different levels of pantsless appropriateness.
All right, now yes, I am also pantsless, true. So that's an update on my status of pants.
Save us all. Save me and Velour, guys.
I think we're beyond saving at this point.
So for Velour's Noir, Jimmy. I'm your quality host. Oh, crap. I forgot to do the advertisements.
Oh, yeah.
Follow us on the sub at reddit.com/TheBachelor. Instagram is at Bachelor Reddit and Twitter is at Reddit Bachelor. Next week we will talk about stuff. But yeah, so for this the last time. So for Velours Noir, I am your quality host saying
all you pantsless listeners.
And all you pantsless listeners, I'm your quality host saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
podcast.
Yeah,
that would take so much time.
I can record like a clip for like a tribute in case I die. You know,
right. Do it right now. This will be like a blue. give us your hot take.
Man, I have truly loved being a mod on The Bachelor. It's been great. Life has been great. Life, man.
Can we just put that on the sub? I am 100.
Yep.
Good job. Yep.